Good evening or good morning, depends on the time that you are coming up on this website on my homepage. Welcome. I'm not sure if I will do a podcast on the YouTube, perhaps yes. Okay, so you probably are listening this podcast from the YouTube. Okay, so just to acknowledge you about I'm very angry tonight because I just read on the French news about this news coming out about tramadol. Tramadol is a treatment known as painkiller. It's very used in France and very common and commonly prescribed by hospitals, physicians, basically for against the back pains. Okay, I've been hospitalized a couple of years ago in 2018, and I went through surgery. When I came home, I had my tramadol in my shelf. What happened then? A few months later, in December of 2018, I lost one of my friends and job mates who had an accident. He actually jumped from the first floor of his apartment a day like today. He was doing his life with his girlfriend, and in the afternoon he called my other friend, colleague, to say, because he didn't show up at the job on that day, and he just called my friend to say, "Don't worry, I'm fine, say hello to everybody." And in the evening, the day after that, I got the news. My friend called me and told me what happened. And then I went for my investigation. I caught up with all our ex-friends and job mates, because I've changed service in the meanwhile. And I got the information that my friend was taking this painkiller since a month, and also drinking much alcohol. He was surely depressive and a very dark person. He held this dark figure. It's like a dark angel in my mind. Anyway, it doesn't mean that that you are suicidal. Okay, you can have a dark character, attract dark experiences, but do your life and just hold on. Apart from this, he was a happy-go-lucky person, tried to cheer up all the team, and very helpful at job, a team player, and like all of us, someone who needs love and want to give love. So tonight I read this information, this news that if I didn't do that research, I wouldn't probably know anything about tramadol. That in a few states of Africa is forbidden. There is an interdiction for tramadol because in Nigeria and Cameroon is consumed, is distributed from pushers to teenagers, like heroin. It's an opioid, and blend of opioid, anyway, not strong. And in Tel Aviv, Israel, is half percentage. 50% of the population is addicted, okay? I made the point. Also, the article mentions that in the United States, about 17,000. You have 17,000 guys, persons, people who died for side effects, okay? Because the side effects are the most important in this story. And I want to take the article. Strange. 17,087 people died in 2016. To make it short, this pill is a poison, right? It makes you addicted. Once you don't, the article says that not all the doctors know that it can enhance addiction, I mean, and that it's an opioid, I mean, what are we talking about, okay? So, I'm not doing any propaganda against any treatments, any painkillers. It's up to you. I mean, we are in a free world where doctors don't know, are not aware that some medicine is an opioid. So why should I know myself? Okay. So we can do self-therapy anytime we like. So the news say that in France now they will be more vigilant because instead of give you a prescription for up to 1 year, they will just reduce to up to 3 months. And then what happens? Then you can go, of course, you can go to the doctor and ask for a new prescription. And that's it. And it's up to the doctor to say, okay, you evaluate your pain and see if it's if he agrees to give you more or not. What are we talking about? This article is very violent, in my opinion, and they are just saying that this is a pretty dangerous treatment that causes addiction, and you can get it, you can get the prescription from your doctor, because this medicine is in commerce, and you can go anytime to a pharmacy with your prescription and take it. You get it? So, I had to do this podcast. Don't give a damn the quality of this podcast. I will put on the YouTube channel, and then it's up to you. I'm supporting my cause on mental health and PTSD awareness. My fight is not against pills. My fight is to promote art and creativity and exercise and writing. Writing means, it's creativity as well. Mindfulness and breathing exercises in order to cope with PTSD, like anger outbursts, panic attacks, chronic stress, anxiety. You have two options to deal with it. You make the decision. And thank you for listening anyway. Antonella speaking from Ferrero Ombrì. And Happy New Year.